Masechet Tainis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Bishloisha Prakim Bashana. Kohanim Noisin Es Kapim. Arba Pamim Bayom. 3 times during the year, the Kohanim are Noisin Es Kapim. They say Birchas Kohanim. 4 times during the day. These 4 times are Beshacharis, Bamusuf, Uva Mincha, Uva Ne'ilah Sharm. Gataniyois, Uva Mamadois, Uva Yom HaKippur. The 3 times during the year are Taniyois. This is referring to Taniyois Sibor, that the Chacham Ragoiz is because of a lack of rain. But by a regular Taniyois, such as Tisha B'Av and Shigasa B'Tamiz, there is no Tepilas Nila. Mamados will see in the next Mishnah what Mamados are. And the people that were part of the Maimid fasted 4 times during the week. And when they fasted, they dive in Tefilas Nila. On Yom HaKippurim also we have Tefilas Nila. Even though there's a Tefilas Nila, but there is no Tefilas Musaf. So therefore the Kohanim Dochen only 3 times, not 4 times. The Mefarshim explained that the Pshat in the Mishnah is like this. 3 times during the year, the Kohanim Dochen, by every Tefilah they dive in during that day. And there is one of those times where the Kohanim Dochen 4 times during the day, and that is Yom HaKippurim, which is the only day that there is Tefilas Neila and also a Tefilas Musaf. This Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Meir, that he said that even though normally Kohanim do not Dochen by Tefilas Mincha because we're afraid they might have drunk wine, and a Kohen that drank wine is Asur Ba'avoda V'hu Adin, that it's also for him to say Birchas Kohanim. But on Taniyos, Mamados, and Yom HaKippurim, where everybody's fasting, there is no chashas that they drink wine, so therefore they could dochen. For Rabbi Yossi that the Gemara brings down, he argues, and he says that even on a fast day when there is no chashas that the Kohanim drink wine, still the Kohanim are not allowed to dochen. And the halacha is that during a fast day such as Yom Kippur, and the Taniyos Sibor, that there is a Tefilas Ne'ilah, then the Kohanim do not Dochen during Tefilas Mincha in accordance with Rabbi Yosei. But on a fast day where there is no Tefilas Ne'ilah, such as the Arba Tzomos, Tisha B'Av, Shivas V'Tamiz, Asar B'Tevis, and Sum Gedalia, then if the Tefilas Mincha is Davin before Shkiyat Achama, then it's similar to Tefilas Ne'ilah, and therefore the Kohanim do Dochen. Masechet Tainis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Elohim Mamados. What are these Mamados? And why were the Chachamim attacking Mamados? Lefi Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Tzavik B'nei Yisrael V'amarta Aleim, Es Karboni Lachmi. All of Klai Yisrael are Mitzvah to bring the Karbonos. All Klai Yisrael has a Chelek in the Karbanos Tzibor. V'chiheya Karbanos Adam Karet. How could it be that somebody's Korban is being brought of him as veil? V'hu eino oimin agabo. And he is not standing by it. Since all Klai Yisrael have a Chelek and the Tzmidim and the Musafim and all the Karbanos Tzibor, they should be standing there by them as veil, or l'cho apachos, they should have a Shliah that's standing there for them. Hitkinu Nevi'im Rishonim. The Nevi'im HaRishonim were Mataki, and the Nevi'im HaRishonim were David and Shmuel. Esrim v'arba mishmaros, 24 mishmaros. I'll call mishmor u'mishmor. Ha'yamamad b'Yerushalayim shal kohanim shal Levi'im v'shal Yisraelim. For every mishmor, there was a mamad in Yerushalayim of kohanim to do the avodah, Levi'im for the shir, and Yisraelim to stand by the korban and to read from Isaac Bereishis, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. Higiyaz mana mishmor lalos. When it was time for the mishmor to go up to Yerushalayim, Kohanim v'Levi'im oylem l'Yerushalayim. V'Yisrael sheba'oytem mishmor miskansin l'arayim, v'korin b'maitha b'reishit. The Kohanim and Levi'im went to Yerushalayim, and the Yisraelim that were far from Yerushalayim, they, instead of going to Yerushalayim, went to the ear of the Rosh HaMaimut, and they read every day from Parshas Bereishis. And those that were closer to Yerushalayim, they went up to Yerushalayim and stood by the Karbanos and also read from Isaac Bereishis.